Now we are going to talk with Lucy and Guillaume about outside of the beaten path of CSS. Good luck.
Thank you. Hi, everybody. So as you may imagine, we'll be talking a bit about CSS, but we'll be talking about something very important, is that it's very difficult to write slides, as you maybe use some speakers, and you know that the slides are never ready. So we decided today to try something else. Instead of just finishing 2 minutes before the presentation, what if we try to write the slides right during the presentation? It's like live coding, but with the slides, so we can call this live sliding if you want. It's very dangerous, so don't try this at home, but let's see what we can do. So
hi, I'm the Lucy part of Guillaume and Lucy. So it could be nice if we could edit this HTML during the live, so can we do that?
I don't know, we can try.
Yes. Oh, well, we can do that.
So. Oh, so cool.
Hi, we're Lucy and Guillaume, and we're both French IT engineers, so we principally like food, and also we work on WYSIWYG, which is a Python library who transform HTML and CSS into PDF. So we also really like HTML, CSS, PDF, and specification. So maybe a bit weird, but it's normal. So
what's WYSIWYG?
It's a Python library. You don't listen really well. You know, you work on that.
Yeah, I know.
So it's a free and open source software, of course. So we can edit HTML. It's cool, but what is also very awesome is CSS. Yeah. And with HTML and CSS, you know the holy trinity of web development, also JavaScript. So
yes,
we often need JavaScript, for example, for this slide to do a nice animation and stuff like this.
Yeah, but
what?
No. I don't think we need this.
Oh, no JavaScript for today?
No JavaScript for today, sorry.
Okay, so
yeah.
Full HTML and CSS slide.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
So not everybody, but often. HTML, CSS, everybody is awesome. And what is also awesome, is web browser. Because thanks to HTML, CSS, and often JavaScript, but not today, browser have superpower. You can do a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Like this.
Yeah. And what else? It would be cool if you could, let's say, edit the CSS like we did with
HTML.
Also edit
the CSS, you mean?
I don't know. Maybe there's a button right here. We can open something.
Ooh.
See the variables, and try to change this. What's your favorite color?
Red.
Oh yeah, but it was already red, so maybe we can try another one.
F06.
Oh, purple, blue. Yeah, kind of works.
Oh, everybody is blue now.
Yeah, even this little bubble.
Whoa.
So nice.
Someone likes SVG here also.
Yeah.
The web browser are awesome, and what is awesome too is web tooling, because browser are not alone. There is a lot of different tools around web technology, like your favorite code editors, of course Emacs, but whatever you like. Some library like Perl, some framework, Tailwind, and so on. There is a lot of tooling, and it's very cool because it's, depending what you need, you may find a tool existing to do what you want, but you also can create your own, and you can do that because there is open standard, like we talked before, and standards
are awesome.
Awesome too.
CSS is quite old, I think, so maybe it's not that awesome. It's been created, I think, 30 years ago.
Yeah, it's 30 years ago.
So old. So it wasn't designed for, let's say, TVs or projectors or smartphones, and so maybe it's too old now.
But I think there is CSS 2 in 1998.
Yeah.
And there is some other devices playing, maybe?
Oh, yes, you're right. They thought about everything. Incredible. So it means that in 1998, they were thinking about braille or even oral for speech synthesizers. Wow, it's incredible. So can we use this?
Yeah, we can use it for several devices.
Yeah.
So braille screen, speech synthesizer, projector, etc.
Yeah.
But also for print documents.
Whoa.
So do you know the difference between web page and a book?
Do you know what a book is? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
If you really look closely to the book, you will notice there is different pages inside.
Yeah.
With left and right pages, page number, sometimes a table of contents, footnotes, a lot of different stuff, and depending the layouting, you can have really crazy ID.
Yeah.
And so that means we can use HTML and CSS to create this book and printed document. So can we maybe add some CSS to print this slide?
You mean maybe there's a button right here to see some styling that could be useful to print these slides? Yeah, so we can have margins and define the page size and things like that, and everything is standardized, so it means that it's open standard, you can just implement them. So maybe we can print these slides, we can try to do something.
So let's save what we've done.
Yes, we'll save everything.
We don't want to lose our work, it's already, we are already late for the slide, so
yes.
Don't lose it. So we save to the HTML.
Yeah.
And
maybe there's a tool. Yeah,
yeah, because browsers are mainly to browse, but remember there is a lot of tools around web technology. So do you know a tool that can create PDF outside from HTML and CSS?
Maybe WYSIWYG we talked
about. WYSIWYG?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it, yeah. So it's a tool.
Never heard about it.
Yes. So maybe we can just try to HTML slideshow live PDF.
Okay.
Try.
Let's try that.
Oh, it works.
No error message though, looks like.
Yeah, yeah. And? No, it doesn't work.
We told you it's dangerous.
It's very dangerous to this.
So let's save again.
No, I know what I did wrong.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what we want.
So with the same name, so we can just use the same command line. It's not exactly the same name. Not exactly the same, but slideshow live. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
And relaunch WYSIWYG.
Yes. Does it work?
Still no error message, but you know, it doesn't mean anything.
Oh, yeah. So
there we
cool.
Got it.
Yeah.
So it's all our slide.
It's blue. And
page numbers.
Page numbers, whoa, incredible.
And it's all A5 because we say A5, so.
Yeah, everything is blue.
Really nice.
Nice color, yeah.
Yeah. But
cool.
Yeah, having PDF is useful if you want report, invoices. But what could be very cool, can we print that for real with maybe having a paper at the end?
Oh, yeah, but we'd need a printer for that,
a printer?
I think. Yes. But oh, what's in my pocket?
Oh.
There's a printer.
A thermal printer?
Yeah, a thermal printer. Maybe we can plug it?
Oh.
Oh, yeah. It starts. Yeah, okay.
Oh.
So but we can't print the slides because it's colored, and maybe we need some different layout too.
Yeah, because thermal printer is all black and white, so can we maybe add a style specific for the cute little printer over there?
You mean like a button we'd had just right here with some style just for the thermal printer? Let's say everything is black because it's black and white, and we have this strange size because it's a bit different than normal pages, so maybe we can try to actually print them.
Well, let's try that.
Oh, yeah.
And what is very cool, so we already have the HTML, so We can specify which style we want, so thermal, because thermal printer, you know. Relaunch, yeah. And now we have a new PDF with a very different layout.
Yeah,
so
cool.
There is some slide here.
Yeah.
And let's print them for real.
Live?
Yeah, live printing now.
Okay. Whoa. Okay, so everything's cool. We can try. Does it work? No. Printers never work. Oh!
Printer works live.
So if you want some slides, we can print slides just for you. And that are the slides we just wrote during the presentation. So it's collector. Wow, amazing.
So you can trust printers too, see? Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's very cute. So yeah, if you want the slide, you can tell us and we can print them for you. Mm. And we also have nice sticker tools. So HTML, CSS, web technology are awesome. In CSS, there is a lot of feature you can know about when you do web development, but there is also a lot of feature you don't know about, specifically for page media. With some instruction, we show page number, but you can do footnote and a lot of different things. And the interoperability, as we in the talk before, is very nice because you can hack all the tools, create your own, and do whatever you want. We show with ZPrint to print the PDF, but there are other projects which are very cool, like PageJS and DevioStyle, which are also free open source software. So if you want to print PDF, you can also use them. And don't hesitate to go outside the beaten path of CSS in the web. It's very cool. Thank you.
Thanks for this amazing presentation. Do you have any questions, folks? We have a few minutes for questions.
You can talk to us in the corridors too.
Don't be shy. Okay, one question. Can you shout the question? We will read it.
Why should we use this instead of just printing from the browser?
Oh.
Can you repeat the question?
The question was why should we use WYSIWYSIWYSIWYSIWYSIWYSIWYSIWYSIWYSIWYSIWYSIWYSIWYSIWYSIWYSIWYSIWYSIWYSIWYSIWYSIWYSIWYSIWYSIWYSIWYSIWYSIWYSIWYSIWYSIWYSIWYSIWYSIWYSIWYSIWYSIWYSIWYSIWYSIWYSIWYSIWYSIWYSIWYSIWYSIWYSIWYSIWYSIWYSIWYSIWYSIWYSIWYSIWYSIWYSIWYSIWYSIWYSIWYSIWYSIWYSIWYSIWYSIWYSIWYSIWYSIWYSIWYSIWYSIWYSIWYSIWYSIWYSIWYSIWYSIWYSIWYSIWYSIWYSIWYSIWYSIWYSIWYSIWYSIWYSIWYSIWYSIWYSIWYSIWYSIWYSIWYSIWYSIWYSIWYSIWYSIWYSI users to, for printing, like let's say footnotes, for example. If you want footnotes for a real book, you can't use a browser for that. So you have to use specific tools and a lot of different features.
Any other question? Yeah.
Can you give more examples of other features and if you'd like to see those in browsers?
Sorry, I have the... Yeah, so there are different features that are not in browsers. Let's say, for example, the leaders, when you have a table of contents, you have the little dots between the title and the page number. So that's something you won't have in browsers. You have the way you define page breaks. So if you want to avoid page breaks between different sections or force page breaks before different sections, you don't have the features in the browsers. And it's very difficult. When we created WYSIWYPRINT at the beginning, we tried to use regular browsers to do the work because we didn't want to write it from scratch. And the thing is, a web page is very different from a book. And everything in browsers assumes that there's just one rectangle and you display things on one rectangle. And it's very difficult to use browser and to add these features because it's not the way they're designed. So yeah, a lot of features come in browsers, but it's much slower than what we can do in WYSIWYPRINT. So.
I understood this is a Python library. Is there any possibility to have it as a JavaScript library so you could embed it in a browser and then maybe use it from a web page?
To be honest, there are other tools that do that already. So if you want to do this, Page.js is a quite good library for that because it relies on the browser. It adds some polyfills to support the features that are not supported by the browser. And so if you want to use from a browser, you don't have to use WYSIWYPRINT. It's really designed to work server-side and not in the browsers. maybe you can, but there are better tools for that, so don't choose Wasabi for that.
One last question. Okay, thank you all for coming.
Thank you.